This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing a powerful message titled The Art of Hearing under the subtitle How to Recognize the Voice of God. Today, he speaks about another feature of the voice of God, faith. Let's join in.
Next key. When God speaks, it will require faith. Tell somebody, faith. Any voice you claim you have heard that does not require faith, I don't think it's of God. Because Romans 14:23 says, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Romans 10:17, let's read it, it's a key scripture. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In other words, when you hear the word of God, faith will also come. It's attached to it. Faith is always attached to it. Any voice that you claim you have heard that does not require a faith element is not God talking. That is why any plan that you have that you can do by yourself, I don't think it's God's plan. Every plan of God will require faith. Because when he speaks, faith is part of it. Hebrews 11:3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Very important. Faith. Romans 1:16, Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To them that believe, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. In other words, when the word is coming, it comes with faith. And when you receive it too, you have to receive it in faith. So it says from faith to faith. It is spoken in faith, it is received by faith. The just shall live by faith. When I was young, I was about 18 or 19 years old. Then Bishop Duck's mother came to visit me. The prophet's mother came to visit me. And he came to my father's house in Osu. And he brought me a glass table for a living room for somebody. It was a present for somebody who is married. Because I didn't have a living room. I didn't have a wife. I was not married. I didn't have children. But here I was. This woman came with a pickup or something and brought me furniture for a living room. The first thing that came to my mind is that I should sell it. That's the first thing that came to my mind. A student, I said, I'm going to sell this furniture and use the money because what am I going to do with it? As soon as that thought came into my mind, the Holy Ghost spoke to me. How did he speak to me? As at that time, an idea came to my mind, and the idea was, this present has not been given to you because it is time to marry. It's not rather a sign that it is time to marry. Immediately that idea came to my mind, I knew God has spoken to me. Why? Romans 1:20, it says, for the invisible things of him are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. This is a table that has been made, that has been given to me. Even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse that God does not speak to them. In other words, God does not speak just by talking. He also speaks with signs, sign language. So when I saw that table, I said, no, it seems I'm supposed to get married. A young boy was around 18 or 19. It was inconceivable. Such a thought had never crossed my mind. But here I was. The Holy Ghost has spoken to me. Something told me, sell the table and enjoy yourself. Something also told me, no, this is a sign from God that it is time to get married. But I said to myself, I have no money, I have no beloved, I have no wife, I have no plans like that. Why should I be thinking about such things? You see, the word was coming, but I had to now receive it in faith, from faith to faith. Sometimes many people discard the word of God because the idea that came to you the thoughts that came to you, the burden that came to your heart, the dream that came to you, there is an element of it that is beyond you. You cannot do it. The fact that you cannot do it is the proof that God is talking. That's the faith element. When I can do things by myself, I know God is not talking to me. No, he's not talking to me. Because Ephesians 3:20 says, "And to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or even think." So, I ask myself, the wife has not arrived. The house has not come. There is nothing. So, how do I get married? And the Holy Spirit said to me, at least you can start with a ring. The wife has not come, but the ring can come first. So, I had a friend. He was called Robbie. He used to be a jeweler. I said, "Robbie, I need a ring." He said, "For what?" I said, "I'm going to get married." He said, "To who?" I said, "I don't know." He asked me a question. "What is the ring size?" I said, "I don't know. Just make the biggest ring that a woman can wear. And when I meet the woman, I will reduce the ring to that size." Then Robbie said, "Fair enough." So Robbie made the ring, and I saw my ring in my hand. I said, "Yes." Do you know why you're not married? Because there has been an idea from 2015 that you should be married. It has been on you. Even your mother has asked you. "Young man, you yourself is on your mind, but you have not married." Why? Because it requires faith. You are comfortable with your single room, your angwamo, your everything. You are just comfortable. So to step out in faith to something you don't know, no, you don't want problems. My brother, the fact that there is an element of it that you cannot do shows that God is talking to you. That is rather the proof that God is talking to you. There are people God is talking to them about their business, their work, their life, whatever. But because there is an element they cannot do by themselves, they feel that rather, they don't know that it's God. That's why I say how to recognize. It always comes with an element of faith. Romans 4:17, the Bible says about Abraham. "As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations." God gave him this word years ago, in Romans chapter 12. "Before him whom he believed, even God." Now, he talks about how God works. "Who quickens the dead?" Quickens the dead means the resurrection of the dead is the highest power you can ever find, because there is nobody who can raise the dead, only God. So he's telling you that God can do everything, including raising the dead. Not only that, "and he calleth the things that be not as though they were." So he said that when God is talking, there is always an element of things that are beyond you. They are not there, but God will say that it is there. So this idea that has been in your mind that you should move from a container shop to a real shop, you are still out there in that container. Why? You have even had a dream. You saw yourself in a big shop, but you are still there because you are comfortable. It doesn't require any faith. Comfortable. God has been speaking to you. Begin to preach. Be a shepherd. You have seen yourself preaching. But you tell yourself, "I don't know anything, so how can I preach?" The fact that you don't know anything is proof. Because God calls the things that be not as though they were. You know nothing, but he's calling you a preacher. It means he's really calling you. Verse 18 says about Abraham, "Who against all hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations." There was no hope. The guy's 100. The wife is 99. How can such a man give birth? It's not possible. But when God speaks, there's always an element of faith. So whatever plan that you have, whatever thing that is on your heart that has this element of faith, there is always a part you cannot do by yourself. That's God. You know the problem of people? When God speaks, instead of doing the little that they can do, they are thinking about the difficult part that they cannot do. That's not how you solve a problem. You solve a problem by doing what you can do and leave God to do what he has to do. When you finish your part, God will honor his part, but he's waiting for you.
Thanks for tuning in. Today we learned that when God speaks, it will require faith. Join us same time Monday for another awesome session with Kakra Baden.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to Him. You know you are far from God or you are a backslider. And you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, Dear Pastor, I trust you are well. God is truly good. He is true. His promises are good if we do our part. I want to share my testimony to encourage the congregation. I got married in 2007. By 2009, my husband and I were separated. By 2013, we were officially divorced. Life has not been easy, but God has been my strength and provider. To cut a long story short, my ex-husband had not been forthcoming with his financial obligations to our son. It had been erratic. This year, he issued 2 checks. They all bounced. My rent was due to expire, and I had to pay our son's school fees. I had been worried and heavily burdened, not knowing where to go or what I was going to do, because I also had 2 years' rent advance to pay. When you declared the time of fasting and prayer a few weeks back, I took the challenge as a World Cup. I just knew that that message was directly for me. My fasting and prayers always centered on my ex-husband remitting for what he owes us. And I've been very consistent with my request. But after that fasting and prayer, something miraculous happened, which has never happened before. My ex-husband credited my account with all the arrears that he owes. May somebody pay every money that he owes you. The amount is enough to pay my son's school fees and even pay the rent for 2 years in advance. Whoa, our God is indeed true to his promises. I give God the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's thank him. Look, demons can advise people to withhold your money because they advise people. That's what the Bible says, casting down thoughts. An idea comes into somebody's mind, he thinks it's just an idea, but it's demonic thought.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakra Baden on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakra Baden AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakra Baden. It's that simple. Kakra Baden AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally because there are people around. They'll try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.